Now we come to this new section here beginning with verse 14. And you have here the new man, the Son of God, and you have the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of man. Now we're told, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. That makes sense, does it not? God doesn't drive his sheep. He leads them. You remember when our Lord told of the safety and security of the sheep, he made it clear that they are not forced into the will of his hand and that of his Father. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I drive them out. Oh, no, they follow me. They're the ones that are safe and secure, friends. They follow him. They are led by the Spirit of God. And they follow him. They hear his voice. They got a new nature. I found out in preaching a long time ago as a pastor. I've always tried to preach the word of God. And I found out that those that are his sheep, they hear his voice. And the others, oh boy, do they hate you. And will they fight you. You know why? They're not his sheep. You give out his word. He said that. He says, now, the world hated me. They're going to hate you. Now, if you're a friend of the world, something's wrong. The pastor came to me, a young man. He said, I'm having all kinds of trouble. I said, what kind of trouble? Well, I said, with my officers, Sunday school teachers. And I said, what's the problem? He said, well, I've been teaching the Bible. I've been trying to follow you through the Bible course. I said, well, thank God. I said, you're going to find out that there are a lot of them not his sheep. His sheep will follow him, friends. They just have to because they're his sheep, you see. And that's what he's saying here. Now he says here, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. There's not that spirit of fear within you, wondering about your spiritual condition and unhappy and despondent. Well, you're filled with joy. You're now his child. And the Spirit of God just wells up in you and says, Abba, Father. Now, that word Abba was never translated. The translators at the beginning who had great reverence for the Word of God, who believed it was the Word of God, they wouldn't translate it. I'm told that it's very personal. It could be translated, my daddy. And my friends, you don't talk about God like that, do you? I know there are a lot of them today getting very familiar, but that's blasphemy. We don't do that. But the Spirit of God within us. And I think it's in time of trouble, especially. I found this true when I went to hospital. I turned my face to the wall just like old Hezekiah did. And I said, Lord, I've been in this hospital many, many times. And I patted the hands of folk and had prayer with them and then just told them, oh, you trust the Lord. He'll see you through. I said, Lord, I've told them that, but this is the first time I've been here. I want to know whether it's true or not. I want you to make it real to me. If you're my Father, I want to know it. And I know it, friend. He'll make it real to you. He cries out, Abba, Father, just wells up within you. He's my Father. And you just commit yourself to him. And how sweet it is to trust him. Oh, how I'd love to talk about that also. Now he says, and if children then, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I think it's since we suffer with him. I think that the if there's not near as big as it's been made. I think that actually it just means here, what are you enduring today? Well, Paul makes it clear elsewhere that this is just a light thing we're going through now. But there's a weighty thing, an eternal weight of glory that's coming someday. And I think a great many of us, when we get in eternity, will wish that we had suffered a little bit more for him. Because that's the way he schools us and trains us, and whom the Lord loveth, he disciplines. And that's his method. Some of God's dear children are going through a great deal today.